word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in James chapter 1. If you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to go over and find it and turn with us to James chapter 1. We'll be there in a few minutes. I didn't quite finish the message last week, and so this is continuing on from last week. And we'll review that just a little bit when we get to it. James chapter 1. While you're looking that up, and while you're finding your Bible, I want to remind you to look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. Number of things you'll find there at the website, number of things I think you'll find interesting. So many Christian resources that you can look up. Actually, there's a Bible online there at the website where you can go and follow us in the Scripture, even on the internet or online. Or maybe you have a Bible in your computer and you can look there. And there's one available there at the website. There's programs. There's the first part of this program called The Bible and the Believer. The Bible and the Believer. Go look that up, and it might be a good idea if you need to go back and hear that first part of this message. And first part of this Bible study, you can go and look at that as well. Be some new things coming up there soon. We're excited about joining a new internet broadcast that'll be coming out very soon. We'll be telling you about that as we get closer to it. And we hope that when you go to the website, you'll send us a note and tell us where you're hearing this program today. We'd love to hear from you. Let's get to the Scripture today as we consider the Word of God. James chapter 1, I want to begin reading in verse 21. And we need to review just a little bit, not much, but I want to go back and kind of put these together and put them in context together so they make sense to you. We've been talking about the Bible and the believer, and how we can receive the Word of God is what he talked about first. Let's go ahead and read this. James chapter 1, beginning in verse 21, the Bible says, "Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. But if any be a doer of the Word, and be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, that man shall be blessed in his deed." Last week, we talked about the first part of this passage where the Bible says that we are to receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. So we begin by receiving the word. That means that we receive it as though it were given to me personally. We receive it by faith. We believe it, that it is the truth that God has spoken to us. And I believe that God has spoken to you in His word. God will reveal His will in your word if you'll spend time in it. He'll give you direction. He'll give you wisdom. You know, as you read the Word of God, you draw closer to God. He fills you. He grows you as you read the Word of God. And so James said to receive the Word of God first of all. Now, very quickly, the second thing we want to look at, it's something we hear about all the time and hear preachers preach about it all the time. And I'm sure you've heard somebody say it before, where the Bible says to be doers of the Word of God and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be doers of the word. You know what that means? It's simply to do what the word of God says. You know, the word of God, the Bible, is of little value unless you're reading it and doing what it says. I remember talking to someone recently that was involved in fishing tournaments. And he said that there were fishermen in that fishing tournaments who would put a Bible in their boat for good luck. I got news for you. The Bible is not a good luck charm. And it's not going to help them fishermen one bit. The Bible has little value unless you crack it open and read it. You know, I believe that most American homes have a Bible. At least that used to be true. But how many of them are actually opened and read? Used to be a song called Dust on the Bible, Dust on the Holy Word. And we've let our Bibles get dusty. And because of it, we find ourselves in a mess. You know, Jesus talked about obedience to the Word of God, and he gave us an illustration for that. We look over in Matthew chapter 7. I want to read about halfway through down at verse 24. In Matthew 7, Jesus said this, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Even Jesus said that we ought to build our lives. When he talked about building a house, he said, "I'll liken the man that hears the word of God and doesn't do it," he said, "I'll liken him to a man that builds his house on the sand." I think about those houses that we see every year that are built out in California, out there on the beaches. Oh boy. And the rains come and them whole beaches fall into the ocean along with the houses. How tragic it is, but you should have known better than to build on the sand. And he said, the one who hears the word of God and does it, he said, "I liken to him to a man that builds his house on a rock." And when he's talking about building that house, he's talking about building your life. So many people build their lives on the sand. They hear the word of God and they know the word of God, but they don't do the word of God, and they find their lives in a mess. How many know what the Bible says and yet choose to disobey what it says anyway? Wouldn't you rather build your house on the rock and be a doer of the word? That's what James was saying. And he gave us a great illustration, and I love this. He said that, you know, if you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, he said, you're like a man that, the way the scripture says it is, he beholdeth his natural face in a glass. What he's talking about is he's looking in a mirror. And when he's talking about the natural man, or he beholds his natural face in a glass, means that he hasn't done anything to it. Most of us, when we get up in the morning, one of the first things we do is go into the bathroom or maybe right there at the dresser, and we look at our face and we kind of begin to make repairs. We see hairs out of place and we begin to put them back into place, and we wipe the things off our face that may have gotten in there in the night. I know a lot of women, they begin to do a paint job, begin to make all of the repairs. And the point that James is making is, he said, if you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, he said, you're like the man that goes and he looks at his face in the glass, or he looks at his face in the mirror and doesn't do anything. Can you imagine showing up to work that way without making those repairs, without maybe shaving that stubble off that grew there the night before, or putting all of those hairs back into the place, or whatever's necessary? And well, I'm glad people do make those repairs. I'm glad that they do get fixed up a little bit. You can imagine what it would be like if Nobody did that. And so he says, if you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, you're like that man that looks in the mirror, his natural face in the morning, and he just goes on his way. You know, when we read the word of God and you study the word of God, God begins to make changes in your life. Listen, the word of God will change you. The word of God will change you. The Spirit of God is going to help you. When you receive Christ as your Savior and the Spirit of God indwells in you, God begins to change your life. You know, one of the things that happen is God begins to change your desires, the things that you want. How many times do we read in the Scripture to be content with such things as we have? I believe that one of the major changes that when you read the Word of God and begin to do what the Word of God says, it changes our life because we quit living for ourselves and we begin to live for the glory of the Lord Himself. Psalm 29:2 is one of my favorite verses. It says, "Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto His name, and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." There's a point where He takes first place, and it changes your life. It changes how you treat people. It changes how you handle your money. It changes the places you go. It changes your attitude, changes your whole life. You see, when we're a hearer of the word and we're a doer of the word, we begin to see those changes take place. Now, it may not happen overnight. It may take time for God to work on you and for God to work in your heart and for God to work in your life and for God to begin to bring those changes. But as you walk with the Lord, as you read the Word of God, you begin to see those changes take place. And so as you read the Word of God, you can't just be a hearer, although that's important. You must hear the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But you got to be a doer of the Word. And do what it says. Live according to its truth. Live according to its principles. Change your life. Stop pretending. Stop the lying. Begin to fall in love with Jesus and begin to be like Him. That's the ultimate goal, is to be like Him. So today I want to encourage you, hear the Word of God, but also be a doer of the Word of God. Don't be like the guy that looks at his face in a glass and just walks away. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad you could join us. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hopes you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. Word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.